Hello, a very good evening to you and welcome to Public Media's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Illegal entry or damaging the border fence could be punishable by 3 to 4 years imprisonment, according to the Hungarian government. Janos Lázár, government office chief, said the government proposes extraordinary parliamentary session to discuss an amendment to the penal code concerning illegal migration. Moreover, they plan to introduce stricter punishment for human smuggling, he added. Speaking on the sidelines, Lázár also announced that the government had decided to deploy several thousand police officers along the Hungarian-Serbian border to control migration. He said that border guards units would be set up within the police force. Right-wing Jobbik says the measures the government announced are nothing but another bluff. PM believes that these are all proof of the government's inhumanity. Socialists say, by sending police reinforcements to the south, Viktor Orbán admits that the border fence is useless. Governing Fidesz said it is outrageous how the socialists use the frontier fence, a simple prop in a political circus act. Motorway work still not going on in the north of Transylvania. The construction company promises to begin the work in the fall. The motorway will connect Bucharest, Marosvásárhely, Kolozsvár and Nagyvárad with the Hungarian road system. A part of the project is funded by the European Union.
A 52-kilometer section is completed of the total 415 of the North Transylvanian motorway. Its construction was announced in 2003 by Adrian Nasta, the Prime Minister of Romania. The U.S. construction company Bechtel shut off the works because of the rising debts of the Romanian government. Several private lands had to be appropriated along the path of the planned motorway, but the Romanian government haven't compensated every owner. In addition, at the site, the building materials were stolen as well. The management of the Romanian roadworks company announced in April that a Spanish company will continue the construction. The agreement was signed in Nagyvárad, according to which the entire motorway at the area of Bihar County has to be open to traffic till July 2017. 1 kilometer will be constructed of 2.6 million euros, including taxes and the building of the necessary service units. Our purpose is to interconnect the vehicles coming from Hungary at Arad, and here we would like to have an intersection with the Nagyvárad ring. We will start the construction in 41 days, said the director general of the Company of Motorways and National Roads. Nonetheless, since April, nothing has happened at the construction sites. It turned out recently that the essential permits are missing. So far, we haven't received any requests in related to the environmental permits. Without those, the construction cannot be started, said the spokesperson of the Environmental Protection Agency. Meanwhile, weeds have started to grow at the health-ready motorway, and the consistency of the surface and structures have started to deteriorate.
Damages resulting from a storm that swept through Hungary on Monday could come to hundreds of billions of forints. It can reach 10 million euros, with most of the damages reported from Budapest and central Hungary. This year's heaviest rainfall destroyed in the capital on Monday. Just an hour, more rain fell in the city than the average for August. The downpour flooded basements, parking garages, uprooted trees, damaged cars and brought down lamp posts. Patients had to be rescued from one of the hospitals. Thousands of homes were left without electricity. The downpour also resulted in public transport delays as a number of services had to be halted. The storm caused serious damages around Lake Balaton, too. For the first time ever, a Hungarian contestant got a gold medal at the World Skills International Skills Competition. This year, the challenge was organized in Sao Paulo, Brasilia, where participants from 63 countries competed.
Attila László had only 4 days to build his masterpiece for the World Skills competition. I did it 8 times to practice. I did not put too much effort in it at home. I just had one finished and started working on the next one immediately, said the competitor. More than 1,200 participants from 63 countries competed at the 43rd World Skills Competition in 50 skills. Altogether, 14 Hungarians took part in the contest, 5 of them won medals. Just to mention a few, participants could choose from the following categories: floristry, hairdressing, or electronics. The Hungarian team not only became richer by a gold medal, David Csongrádi got a silver in IT network systems administration, and 5 more of them received an award. According to the team captain, the medals were expected as Hungarians were already successful on the European Championships. The invested work, preparation for the competition, the lots of professional support and sponsorship that is behind us brought the success. We showed that Hungary is indeed among the best, said the Hungarian team captain. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán congratulated the team on his Facebook page, saying that we are all proud of our craftsmen.
Transcarpathia has a great need for solidarity, and it seems like it's not only coming from the motherland, but also from Transylvania. Zsolt Németh, chairman of the Hungarian Parliament's Foreign Relations Committee, said on Monday at the opening ceremony of the Hungarian Days of Kolozsvár, where more than 500 programs are waiting for visitors.
Transcarpathia is in the focus of the Hungarian Days in Kolozsvár in Romania. Organizers of the week-long cultural event collect money as well to support the beginning of the school year of children living in Transcarpathia. In the western region of the war-torn Ukraine lives a Hungarian community of 150,000 people. They have a great need for solidarity, said Zsolt Németh, chairman of the Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, at the opening ceremony of the Hungarian Days of Kolozsvár. When a part of a nation is in a difficult situation, like the Voivodina Hungarians were in the 90s, they need solidarity more than anything else. Not only from the mother country, but it seems like it's coming from Transylvania too, he said. Hungarian music, theater, literature, fine arts and sports, more than 500 programs are waiting for visitors at the Hungarian Days of Kolozsvár. Organizers are expecting 200,000 guests.
The 1353 digits of the donation line of the Hungarian Interchurch Aid was formed by volunteer taxi drivers in Budapest on Tuesday. Organizers wanted to draw the attention to their campaign, which is about supporting 1,000 children at the beginning of the school year. The formation, both from the ground as well as from the air, looked spectacular.
Taxis are coming to the square in front of the St. Stephen's Cathedral in Budapest. It took them an hour to make this formation to show the numbers 1353. This is the fast dial number of the Hungarian Interchurch Aid. By calling it, people can donate to the children in need. One of the faces of the initiative is Kati Wolf, singer, former Eurovision Song contestant. I can see the possible results of this initiative, which is overwhelming. You see that you can give real aid to people, she said. The formation of the 33 vehicles was spectacular from the ground and from above as well. We are a big family, taxi drivers. It feels even stronger when we come together to help. We help each other and we help those in need, said the executive director of a taxi company. The goal of the Hungarian Interchurch Aid is to make the donations reach their destinations before the first school day. We prepare to hand out 10,000 school bags. We will give them to the children in Hungary, Transylvania and Transcarpathia, said the director of the aid. People can join the initiative from all around the world by donating through the website. Hungarians can donate 254 forints, a little less than a euro, by dialing 1353.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can watch us online. But for now, thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.